Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For 2 weeks every April, our state basks in the glory of wonderful weather and the business and sport of golf. Next week, the Masters plays out in the Georgia-South Carolina border town of Augusta. Then the PGA Tour heads to the Harbortown Golf Links at Hilton Head Island, where our next guest is busy preparing right now. Steve Wilmot is tournament director for the RBC Heritage presented by Boeing, coming to Hilton Head April 15th through 21st. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Mike. It's always a treat this time every year to catch up.
Before we talk about the tournament coming up, I saw a little blurb of importance regarding Harbortown Golf Links.
Yes, actually, it was just recently announced that the Harbortown Golf Links was ranked the number one golf course in South Carolina, which is a real treat with, obviously, here in a couple weeks, having all the PGA Tour professionals around the world playing on the number one golf course in the state. It goes to show you the commitment that the Sea Pines Resort truly has in making this a special week as well.
Talk about the preparation and all the work that goes on getting ready for a large PGA event.
Truly a team event. 13 months out of the year, if not 53 weeks, we're already planning for next year. We've been building now on the golf course since the 1st of February. Now that's tents and bleachers, and you know, there's a parking plan in place working with the town. You know, if you think about it, from security to our trailer companies to electricians to power to cable companies to having a media center for the likes of yourself here, there's a lot of moving parts, but I'm blessed to be a part of something as special as this for the state of South Carolina. But again, it's a team effort all the way around, and this community in this state is a great part of the success of the event.
And all of this work requires a big commitment from a lot of volunteers.
No doubt. And if we had to pay these volunteers a dollar an hour for their time and efforts throughout the week, let alone the course of the year that they do, we'd give nothing to charity. In 2018 alone, last year, we were able to facilitate over $3.3 million to charity, which was a record-bannered year for the Heritage Classic Foundation. You know, it's well in excess of 2,500 volunteers that support the efforts of the tournament each year.
And talk about how a big event like this works with the local business community.
Something we do every 5 years, and actually we're doing it this year, working with Clemson University as well as the University of South Carolina, Beaufort, we do an economic impact study. And the last one that we did 5 years ago showed that there was an excess of $96 million of impact to the state in the fact that we're a destination tournament. So these sponsors and partners are bringing people in, they're putting them up, they're feeding them, they're renting accommodations, they're playing golf, and it's a huge economic impact to this community in the state of South Carolina.
How does the whole process work with the PGA on how they schedule a tournament to occur anywhere?
We're very fortunate. We've embraced the fact that we're the week after the Masters. But the PGA Tour schedule has changed some this year. But, you know, the one thing some people take for granted, you don't realize, but we're only one of 45 PGA Tour events in the world. So for us to have a PGA Tour event here in the Low Country, but certainly representing the state of South Carolina, is very unique and very special. And, you know, we have some great events in the upstate, our NASCAR event as well as the Volvo tennis event. But for us to think about, you know, South Carolina, we're not competing with the NFL and Major League Baseball and some other things, it is unique. So we're very lucky to have a PGA Tour event. But I can tell you from my seat in the Heritage Classic Foundation, you know, our goal is to keep this thing going.
And do golf tournaments like yours have to make a pitch to the PGA Tour every year, or are there contract periods?
We're currently in a contract through 2023, but we also have that with our title sponsor, and then Boeing's a part of as a presenting sponsor. We also do, the Heritage Classic Foundation has a facility use agreement with the Harbortown Golf Links here at Sea Pines to host the event. But we also have some challenges that people don't realize. With our agreement with the tour, we're also contractually obligated to raise our purse $200,000 every year. So we have to find new dollars every year, close to $300,000 to $400,000 of new business so we can keep going. We got a big long-range planning meeting in less than a month. That is about our future.
Hence the importance of the commitment from the business community for the business community.
Correct. You know, we're all in this together, and truly make it a win-win-win event for everybody.
Steve, thank you so much for your time today. All the best for this year's tournament.
Thank you so much, and appreciate all your continued support.
Steve Wilmot is the tournament director for the RBC Heritage presented by Boeing, coming to Hilton Head Island April 15th through 21st. We will have a link to the tournament posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.